Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katzalamidis. I write the Cats Report in the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly print editions and online in both of those publications. I write for every title in Greenspun Media Group, all five of them. I write for Vegas Magazine in Niche Media Group. I write in The Sunday, which is the news magazine that is produced on Sunday, except when it's produced on Saturday. And I have a radio show that you're listening to right now. I normally would throw it over to Trish right now, but Trish is with Wayne Newton, who you heard from shortly ago. They are talking to Canadian TV about Cassidy Shenandoah. That is no lie. That is exactly what's going on with Trisha McCrone this week. I can't wait for her to come back. She will tell us in glorifying detail about her day today, but she can't do it now because she's experiencing it. So, we do have a show anyway. Sitting across from me now, two friends of mine. I love these guys. They are two stars on the rise in Las Vegas. Believe that. He's a member of the cast of Rock of Ages at the Palazzo. She is the singer in Pinup at the Stratosphere, which has been going on for something like 15 years now. They are co-hosting the annual Best in Show Doggy Adoption Show at the Orleans Arena on Sunday morning and afternoon. It begins at noon with the doors opening. And at 1 o'clock, you start adopting dogs. So go check it out. Welcome to Cats with the Dish. Lisa Marie Smith and yeah. Paul Johnson.
Hi.
I don't know if I should use your last name. You're going over to Lisa Marie these days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm kind
of right
doing
in the middle
the
of that, I thought, wait a second.
Well, I'm doing the Lisa Marie thing because if I'm never, like, if I'm eventually not a Smith, then what happens? Then I'm just, if
oh,
I change my last name.
She really doesn't jump off that bridge when you
no,
get to
she
it.
No, she really is just saying that she doesn't like Smith.
I don't. None at all. Nope.
Well, with names like Smith and Johnson, it's like
right?
The most generic American name.
Alias Smith and Johnson.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming down here, guys. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you and interact with you and watch you do what you do. It's
Thank
a pleasure.
You. Thank you.
It makes my job a lot more fun and fulfilling and easier, I'm telling you.
This is Paul's first time on.
That's right.
On
you haven't
show,
been
yeah.
on, have
no.
you? That's right.
No.
Okay.
Yay.
All right. Well, what's your favorite production show outside of Las Vegas?
Ooh,
now,
go.
Go.
Ooh, that's a toughie. You know, my favorite production show of all time is The Who's Tommy.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the first Broadway shows I actually ever saw when I was first going to school in New York.
That's a good one, though.
And, of course, it's like, you know, music by The Who, and mm-hmm.
It's atypical of musical theater.
Atypical,
that
but super, that's still, yeah. it's still one of my first favorite Broadway shows, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I've always liked Broadway stuff, and I went to school for musical theater, obviously, but I definitely lean more towards, let's go towards the rock genre.
You guys are both rockers
yeah.
who are in kind of theatrical production,
yep.
but you're rockers at the core, right? That's the
in our hearts.
In our hearts, yes, heart. That show's by Dodgers Theatrical, right? The Who's
mm-hmm.
Tommy?
Yeah.
It's
yep.
putting on a duck show.
Yep.
Over at the Rio.
Rio.
Oh,
Commander.
They're doing
that's,
the duck show?
That's the same.
Oh, man.
There is some range for you.
I guess so.
That is some serious
I guess
range.
So.
Good point.
That's yeah, that's
funny.
That when I was, when I've been writing about that show. Have you seen that show?
No,
we're
going to see it.
One of my good friends is the dance captain for the show.
Dancing's good.
Yeah, but she's a swing, so once she's in the show, we're going to go.
Okay.
Because she's
I'm
not
wearing,
in it every day.
I'm wearing camouflage and a beard when I go see it. That's all I know.
You might get hired.
Because, well, that's all I know about the show so far, is that, like, Duck Dynasty obviously is all about camouflage and beard, so.
Yeah.
Duck
and God.
Hunting.
And God.
And God.
Yeah. Somebody told me the other day it was an infomercial for the show, the duck call, and God.
Oh, my God.
It's live music,
Brilliant.
Though. I mean, you know how I feel about live music, so
yeah.
it's got that. It's got
Brilliant.
Good dancing, good costumes, and good performances.
Awesome.
I actually
yeah.
heard really good things about it,
yeah.
so I'm interested
well,
to check it out.
Well, the team that put on the Tommy was putting it
right.
on, and Jersey Boys,
yeah.
another one.
That's
you
great.
Don't get
yeah.
any better than that, then.
I'm telling you what. Yeah, they went for it.
I don't see
yeah.
why not.
Yeah, I'm interested in, to know what you think of it.
We'll but have to you, go. We'll catch it.
Yeah. When did you see the Tommy production? You were just
oh,
a kid.
Oh,
teenager?
Yeah, I must have been.
Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago. No, I must have been like when I was 18. Maybe I just turned 18 because it was still on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
And what was that, 96, 95, something like that?
All right. Okay. Okay.
So, not to age myself or anything,
right.
but, you know.
You'll always be younger than me, my
I
friend.
I always look younger and sprier than you, let's just say.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Not sprier.
Sprightlier.
I got right. to do that show here at Green Valley Ranch, Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was fun.
Yeah.
When was that?
A couple
it was
years
like,
ago.
At Green
no,
Valley
like
Ranch.
Ago.
Yeah. Like 4 or 5
at
years
the hotel?
Ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Who
you
put
remember?
That on? Oh, that was a deal from the local.
Ragtag.
Ragtag.
Yep.
Ragtime. Ragtag. Yeah. I remember that now. I didn't see that one, but they were putting a lot of shows on in Ovation, right?
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Yeah.
And Jason Andino was the lead, and I was Sally Simpson.
Oh, wow.
That was her name, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Coey, wasn't Sean? Oh, no, Sean was going to be in that. Sandra Huntsman was in that. A lot of cool people.
Talent.
Yeah.
I haven't been, let me check this. I've only been to Green Valley Ranch maybe twice since they pulled apart Ovation.
I know.
Where I used to be there all the time.
Bummer.
Figure that one out.
I
don't play a lot of bingo, I guess.
No.
Not enough.
What did they,
right?
Did it?
It's a bingo hall.
Yeah.
It's a bingo hall now?
A bingo, whatever they call it, bingo studio, bingo enclave.
Parlor.
I don't know if it's a parlor anymore. It's a bingo haven.
Haven.
Where people go
Let's just call it a haven.
BYOD, bring your own dauber.
Yeah.
Which I have.
Are you a bingo person?
No.
Oh, who is it? Is it Elvis?
No. Oh, like two or 3 years ago for New Year's Eve, we went to bingo for a New Year's Eve party. It was not the most crazy.
Where did
thing.
You go?
Red Rock.
Oh, okay.
Right,
now, that's where they have the bubble in the middle of the smokers hang out.
Yeah. It was actually a super fun New Year's Eve. And we played bingo and we won like
and
$200.
And you dobbed to the countdown? Is that what you do? You're like 10, dog, 9.
You weren't in on this?
No, I was not in
this. This was right before we started dating. Some of my best friends and I, we all went.
So this is like, before you knew Paul, this is the kind of thing you did on New Year's Eve. Let's go play bingo.
Crazy. Wow.
Wow, nutty.
Woo.
Nutty.
Wow.
I'm a crazy one.
It was wild and crazy.
It
girl.
Was legit. I had a really good time.
Well, you won money.
Yeah.
Right? They have the crazy kite. Is a pattern in bingo.
Yes, it is.
And there's a few others.
Yeah, I never. This is why I don't gamble, because no matter what I've gambled, I really have never won any money. That's the one thing.
So you're like, why would I do it again?
Bingo is I don't know about Red Rock. I've played out there once, but the first time I played bingo ever was at the Riverside in Laughlin.
Yes.
Ooh, Laughlin.
Laughlin.
Yeah.
Beautiful downtown Laughlin. And where the motto is, all we have to do is once a month run a vacuum cleaner through these hotels. That's
right.
It. And, but it's a beautiful place.
That often?
I besmirch no person.
That often?
But I was playing in there, and next door they were having a darts tournament.
Oh, cool.
Right? So there's a lot of ambient noise coming from the darts guys, because darts is pretty much just an excuse to drink
and throw
and
stuff.
Stand up and, compete at and throw stuff.
Throw
yeah.
sharp objects at
throw
things.
And what could possibly go wrong?
No,
right?
Nothing.
And you could actually put an eye out. So we're sitting in there playing the bingo with real bingo players. These people were real bingo. And somebody came in from the darts tournament and shouted bingo into the room.
Yes!
Ooh, and everybody got
it was like
insanely
action.
Mad,
yeah,
didn't they?
It was they were going to take action. You know?
That's the one time
drag
that
their
I've seen,
over
I've seen old ladies get so angry just because someone yells bingo and they didn't get it.
Yeah.
I may or may not have been one of
especially
those
especially when
people.
You don't have it.
Right? It's an offense.
You're not even in the game.
Oh, it's an offense.
Yeah,
you don't do that in the old lady bingo room.
What do you? What else do you guys do for? Before we start talking about what you do for a living, what else do you do for recreation?
We don't have recreational time right now.
I guess
I'm just kidding.
Not.
We do. We have a bit.
Well, you have to know every role in Rock of Ages, right?
I
mean, you have to know some.
I know a few. Yeah, that's the fun part about that show for me is that I do kind of jump around a lot. I know 5 roles now at least. So
you swing Lonnie.
I swing Lonnie. I swing Stacey Jacks.
Stacey Jacks.
Drew. Franz, and then my own. So
wow.
And then that's Joey Primo. So on any given day, I could be any of 5 roles.
I like seeing that Franz role.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It is
okay.
Fun.
All right. When I saw it, I was like, Lord, help me. Because obviously he's like super flamboyant, right? So I was sitting there watching him and I'm like, oh my God, this is really, really accurate. And he's really good at this role. I'm a little bit worried right now. So after I saw the show, we came home and I was like, do we have something to talk about?
No.
Like,
oh my
good.
God, is that convincing? Huh?
He was really convincing.
She left in tears and went to play bingo.
He was really convincing.
No, I think I run with a little bit of schizophrenia in my life anyway, so
yeah.
So might as well use it for something.
What better place for
exactly.
you than that cast?
Well, yeah, because I think the fun part about it, for me especially, is that I sometimes just get to be different, and it just breaks up the whole show for me sometimes.
Sometimes I think ensemble or swing people, entertainers have an advantage over someone who's locked into that one role.
Yeah.
Well, we were actually talking about that because one of the roles, Drew, that slot was open. The part was open. And I told Paul, I was like, would you ever be interested in just going to, you know, one role like Drew? And he actually said to me, he's like, I really enjoy jumping around.
Mm-hmm.
He said he right? You were going
to
get bored?
Well, it's like, obviously, would it be great to be a lead role? Yes, of course. But like, if as a swing, sometimes you're marked more valuable as a swing because you can jump in other parts.
Right,
so,
right.
So I think that's part of it.
And keeps your brain.
And keeps your brain occupied. Yeah, that's true. And it's fun.
Yeah, it's a very wide range of roles you get to play in that show. When did you join the cast again?
It's almost been a year. It was like my birthday present last year because I think I joined right before my birthday. So it was like July 10th.
And
was my first show or something like
that. And we met when you were in swinging in Peep.
Yeah, right. And I was still, was swinging in Peep Show, and I was in Vegas the show, swinging that one too, so it's like.
And you did Bite for a hot second.
And I did Bite a long time ago.
You did Bite?
For a long time ago.
The Slap and Tickle Show.
Yes. Vampires and Rock.
Those vampires sure spank each other a lot.
I'm telling you, don't they?
What is going on?
They're just happy vampires.
Are they happy, sad?
Happy little slappy vampires.
And then they tickle each other.
You guys.
Make up your mind.
I was underage. I couldn't see it.
You never saw Bite? You had to have seen Bite. Come on.
I was too young.
Really? That's tragic to me.
It's very embarrassing. Tragic.
There's a lot of spanking.
There was a lot of
great singers in that Bite show, though. Mark Giovi.
Mark Giovi is fantastic.
Bobby Black, Mark Giovi. Were in it for a hot second.
I covered Mark for a few times there.
Yeah, they had killer singers.
Yeah.
I'll give them that.
Yeah, and then they switched to a girl, and they still had, the girls were great. And
Barr at the time.
Yeah.
Was the singer in Bite. That's what brought her out to Las Vegas.
Right.
My favorite story, or one of my favorite stories, is when I saw you in Peep Show. Swing.
That's right.
And then not long after, I'm walking through the Paris, Las Vegas. This is a sign that maybe I'm out too much. But I'm walking through the Paris with a friend of mine, and I hear this voice coming out of the lounge. I'm like, what is that? Who? Wait a second here. And I had no idea about what act or band or what was going on over there. And I know who this is. I think I know who this is. This is the guy who swings. The guy. I don't really know if I met you. The guy who swings for Josh Strickland in Peep Show. I think that's his voice.
Yeah.
And I went over there, and there you were. You were on stage.
I think right after the show.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was playing with my band at the time, Generation, and they're still there. When I got Rock of Ages, I had to make a choice of like staying in the band or going to Rock of Ages, and. As hard as it was actually really hard. I just wanted to go back to a show route. So, but they're still there. They're still playing. They're still awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I remember going in.
But that was funny. I remember you coming in. You were like, hey.
Gave you my card and the whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he told me about it.
Yeah.
He was like, that guy finally knows who I am. No, I'm just kidding.
That guy.
That guy. What, that cat guy.
It's important to graduate from that guy.
From that guy to that
guy. I'm always trying to be the guy. I'm usually I'm that guy.
I think you're
something else.
I think you're doing all right.
Some other description.
That guy. That's awesome.
Lisa Marie.
Yes.
Aside from the show that you're in and stuff around town, and we talked about the Tommy show. But what other productions are you drawn to? Do you like as a fan, and maybe have inspired you outside of what you're in today?
I love. Okay, so my background's musical theater too, and even though I have a rock core and that kind of thing, I really miss stage shows like Jersey Boys, and when Lion King was here, and Mamma Mia, like all the script, like the book shows. Mm-hmm. I really miss doing something like that.
I could see. Have you ever done a Mamma Mia at all?
No.
The daughter in Mamma Mia, right?
Sophie.
Uh-huh.
I would love that.
That would be a great role for you.
Yeah,
both you guys could use a Sky Sophie kind of thing.
He actually auditioned for Sky.
I was in some good callbacks for that when they had it here. But
at the Trop?
At the Trop, but obviously it's Vegas. They want to. They want a big, muscly guy.
They had that. Yeah, the guy who played him.
Yeah.
I think it was UNL Studio.
Yeah.
I can't recall his name. He was really in great condition.
Yeah.
All the women from Curb and Dough Communication kept reminding me of what great condition.
Right?
He's
really, really muscly.
Well, now for Rock of Ages, we've got Colt Prattis, which is – he's
– I know. What's his story?
He's insane.
It looks like he's going for Mr. Olympia or something.
He's a cross-training, like – muscly god. He really is. I mean, he's just in amazing shape, and that's why sometimes I'm like.
And he has quite the following too.
Yeah,
like,
he
was a dancer in Pink's music video and.
Oh yeah,
and Try. Yeah.
Oh okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I saw Kyle was in, and he was.
Yeah.
In incredible shape too.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what that role lends itself to. So it's kind of funny because like I try to catch up a little bit with those guys. There's no way I'm going to catch up.
He's gotten muscly since he's joined the show.
He's always in good shape.
But it's funny because since I have
Why doesn't that work for Chinook?
Right? No, it's because I have to switch into other roles. It's actually I can't just go that way. So it's like I kind of have to be.
Yeah, Franz can't be super buff.
Franz came out as like Hans and Franz with the muscles. It'd be like, be a little crazier.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my buddy Mark, he's got a little poppin' fresh vibe going up there.
Fresh.
Little bit.
You know what though?
He's working on it.
I was gonna say Mark has been going to boxing classes because he loves to go to boxing classes. He said he's already lost a few pounds and he's getting his.
I almost think it's funnier for the role though.
Well, Well, when he does the thing, yeah, when he has the half shirt.
The half shirt? That is funny stuff.
Yeah, you don't need a Stacey Jacks body in that shirt. Yeah.
No, it's so much funnier when he like sticks out his stomach and stuff. He's like,
ugh. He's got to lean up for when Cheryl gets back. That's
right. That's what it is. He's trying to look good
for the return visit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I miss the book shows for sure. That's my kind of stuff.
How was it? Tell me about the audition process for you when you got into pinup in the first place. I know there was a wide range of singers who had tried out, many of them really good. I mean, you know the lineup and some very, very good singers.
Well,
and you emerged as the person they'd selected, and have killed it ever since then.
Thanks.
It was a great call for them. Now, how did it happen? I mean, you weren't even in town. Were you in Las Vegas when this all started?
No. So it was crazy. When Pinup first came out, I was in rehearsals for my ship in LA. And I was like, oh man, they just started a new show and whatever. And I followed Anne on social media because we were friends. Mm-hmm. So I saw about it, read about it. But then I went on my ship and totally forgot about it. As I was flying home, I flew home from Athens, Greece, mm-hmm. and had a layover somewhere. I think it was like East Coast somewhere, like New York. Get a phone call, a voicemail from a friend of mine. And he was like, hey, a guy I know is the director for this new show called Pinup, and they're looking for a new singer. Auditions are tomorrow. You should go. I'm like, it was, 12 hours before the audition, and I had just flown across the world, and I got home, and remember we were at Buffalo Wild Wings? He picked me up from the airport, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and I was like, I think I'm going to go to this audition tomorrow. Went, didn't have a headshot, didn't have a resume, knew the songs just because it had it listed on the mm-hmm. audition, whatever, and I sang the stuff I knew, like Candyman, California Girls, whatever, and went. Made it past the first round, and Chaza was there, a bunch of, like you said, incredible singers, and I was looking around, and I'm like, oh, hell no, this is going to be super intimidating, I don't know, I hadn't seen the show, I didn't know what it was about. Final Four had me come back again, and then offered me the role, like, a week later. So, but it happened within a week of me coming home from being gone, like, 7-8 months, so it was cool.
Wow.
It was neat.
Good timing, yeah.
That is, and the Anne you mentioned was Anne Martinez, who we talked about before, who was in the main role. And it was that we auditioned was for the main singing role.
Yeah.
Right? This was not a swing opportunity.
Right.
So how has it been to grow into this? It's a very demanding vocally.
It is.
Demanding physically, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
That singing and dancing all at the same time, and you're really doing it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, no,
I'm actually doing
here.
It.
Right.
No recordings.
I know.
Not
to put anybody who performs at Axis down.
No.
she does sing. She really sings.
Yeah.
And so talk about that, how you grow into something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. It was really difficult from the get-go because I was really young. At the time, I was the youngest singer on the strip
mm-hmm.
by far. You were
like 13, right?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that.
No, but like there wasn't anyone else, in their 20s, early 20s doing that. So I had a target on my back for sure, I think, and for myself even, just to prove mm-hmm. myself. It was difficult, but I will say Strat was really good at, like, what do you need? What, what could we do to help? Like, they helped. They mm-hmm. And the dance captain and Ryan was so great at helping me get into it. But for me, I think the reason that finally I'm set is it just takes time. It takes time for a performer who hasn't done a track like that to get situated and adjusted and comfortable and the stamina and, keep your voice healthy. When to sing 100%, when not to sing 100%.
Yeah, how to utilize your voice in the show. Yeah.
I kid uh-huh. you not, I actually used to go in and, for the first year or whatever, I would try to blow at 150% every single night, and it was too difficult. So I wasn't as accurate, whatever. So now I'm learning how to, manage 13 songs.
Yeah, on a regular basis. You talked about the target on your back.
Yeah.
And, when you're young, I think it's true in every field, and I think especially in entertainment, when you're young, unknown, and you come up and you rock it up into a position like what you had, there's got to be some resentment from your colleagues.
Anyway. I never experienced it firsthand, which was great. It might have been more in my head, but at the same time, there was a, what's the word? You have like a standard that you have to live up to. God, I love Anne so much, and she's so experienced. Mm-hmm. And I had worked with her before doing community theater stuff here, and I had seen her in the show. I knew the caliber, like the bar that was set. So I think it was more of just an intimidation factor of mm-hmm. having to quickly get to that standard and no yeah. mistakes and, you know, just do it, nail it. And I was up for the challenge, but there were nights I would come home and be like, I don't know if I'm cut up for it.
Yeah. How is it to take, and both of you, question for both of you, how do you keep your voices from, God,
that's
from
funny
taking the fatigue?
Actually.
I mean, that's, you both do a lot of singing.
Yeah.
Is there any special technique that you've developed or heard about or that keeps you on stage?
Okay. So I hate Paul for this one reason. Paul doesn't warm up. He doesn't like drink tea. He doesn't really take vitamins. He never gets sick. I have heard him sound like crap once. One time in 3.5 years, and he got so sick he couldn't even do the show. So he had like right, yeah. he had no voice. Yeah. So he went from like 100% to 0% in the span of 12 hours. Other than that, I've never heard him have a problem, and I hate him for it because it's just like how he was made, I guess.
Kind of.
So he doesn't have any tricks.
Well, that's what our music director, Ray, just said to me one time. He goes, you know what? I've never heard you warm up. And I said, oh, you know, he's like, you're one of those people that just wakes up warm, aren't you? Mm. And I said, kind of.
We resent people like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we hate people like you.
Wow.
No, this is great because, like, I've been very lucky, especially in a dry climate like this, because a lot of people come from, like, New York or mm-hmm. Florida.
California.
We have a couple people in the show who just said, you come to Vegas and your throat just
Chicago.
Starts to dry mm-hmm. up. And it's
yeah.
true, but I think honestly, just I've been really lucky naturally just to – kind of have that.
And you have a natural high
yeah.
register
yeah.
anyway,
I mean,
right? That's
I'm
the
not,
thing that gets people, I think, that I've heard, that I've talked to, like the guys in the Jersey Boys,
yep.
just when you have
yep.
to go up.
I've always just been up there. That's just where mm-hmm. my life sits, I guess. Mm-hmm. So more than anything, I think it's just whatever physiological thing is going on in my body.
He's one of them luckies.
It just helps me be there.
But I'm not
I'll
so
never
lucky.
Be a bass. I'll never be a bass, that's for sure.
Yeah, but ever. I'm not so lucky. Like I get fatigued. Mm-hmm. Not easily, because if that was the case, I couldn't do the show. But I have bad allergies, always. I always have bad allergies during the spring specifically. And so that's hard. But I'll tell you the tricks that I'm now learning after being sick for a while. Essential oils, have you ever heard of those? Like the doTERRA and Living Essentials
like
and stuff? I don't. No.
Like
good one. Good one,
Quaker
Kat.
State.
Oh
Quaker
God.
State. You go to the Jiffy Lube, you get a fix.
They're nah. essential. I tell me every 5,000
Stop.
Miles.
Oh my God.
Good you don't
one,
care
Kat.
If I sing or not.
No, like the, you know, the natural herb supplements and stuff. That's actually really starting to help me. I'm taking those
All
and
right.
Flonase and allergy stuff and whatever, humidifier. If you don't have a humidifier in Vegas as a singer,
yeah.
you need to get one.
True.
Mm-hmm. Humidifier, I just met her. I'm going to do this. You are listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katzlamitis. Dishless this week is Dishes with Wayne Newton. I'm talking to two singers and performers and entertainers in town, Paul Johnson and Lisa Marie Smith. Lisa, we know your background. You're an LVA product.
Yeah,
yes,
product.
A product of Las Vegas Academy, where all the fine, talented young people attend secondary school. And then you went off to
Boston Conservatory
Boston
of
Conservatory
Music.
Of Music, and then came back.
Yeah.
Right. Paul, what are your under?
I actually went to the Academy as well, but I went when it opened in 94. That was the first year that it opened.
Oh, wow.
And that was my junior year of high school. I was actually going to Chaparral High School before that. We had just moved to Vegas a couple years ago, and it sounds funny now, but like I didn't like Vegas at all because we moved from Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
So I was used to like green and trees and lakes, and we moved here and I was just like, why do we live in the dirt? But so I went to Chaparral for the first couple years. I was always in choir. I'd always been a singer, but I wasn't really that happy or that thriving that well because I just didn't like Vegas very much. And then when the Academy opened, my mom was just like, just go audition for the school. Maybe something great will be come out of it. I went and auditioned and got in for the school, and then those 2 years is probably exactly what turned me into
okay.
what I'm doing. Because I'd always been a singer, but what do you do with it? Like, if you're in choir and you're always a singer, what do you do with that?
Professional choir singer.
Professional choir. So it just
kind
of...
You wind up on Fremont Street sometime.
Right?
Right.
It just kind of turned... It kind of turned me into the direction of going to theater and doing shows and using your voice in other ways of just like... You know, performing. Mm-hmm.
At
so,
that time, did you think of some? Was there some other path you were going to take? Like,
I'd always been.
You mentioned Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube, yeah. No, I'd always been, and still am. Like, that's one of the reasons I really like that we're doing the dog adoption show, because I've always been an animal lover.
Yeah.
I might have gone into something in that area of
vet medicine,
mm-hmm. or like, you know, even like zoological studies or something like that. Who knows?
So we do, as we get to the close of the show, do need to talk about Best in Show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cover it every year. I try to cover it every year. We do something on it every year. There are up to 50. Is it dogs? 20?
What is it? It's over 50.
Over 50.
Yeah, over 50.
That are up for adoption. Yeah. You guys are co-hosting, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're performing some songs.
Our acoustic duo.
We're co-hosting, and we're going to help some dogs get adopted.
And they have had, I'm sure, a perfect record of a dog adoption.
So yeah.
We have to keep that intact.
Let's do it.
It's amazing how great they are at getting the dogs adopted mm-hmm. at these shows. And the dogs are so cute.
I know. And like I even told the Animal Foundation, my dog, one of our dogs we have, Rocket, is from that shelter. He's like 4 now.
Wow.
But like, he came from that shelter. So, I mean, now
as
that they
puppy.
Asked us to do this, it's like, it's great that it kind of comes around in a circle that way too.
What kind of dog is Rocket?
Oh, a big mutt. He's just
a little mutt.
He's a little mutt. But there's a lot of mutt in that mutt. So,
highly concentrated
mutt.
Yeah,
I call him a greater North American scrub, because he's just a little scrubby thing.
He's like Jack Russell Maltese mix of sorts
with
a bunch
other
of other stuff
thrown
in
there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's cute.
Requires a lot of attention, this dog, doesn't he?
Yes.
Sounds like.
How did you know?
Yeah. So when you have Jack Russell involved.
He's definitely got some energy, though.
We have Jack Russell and a Minpin.
Who else is on the on this with you?
James
Vaughn.
Vaughn
from Chippendales.
Yeah.
There's another guy who's everywhere.
God,
Vaughn.
Yeah.
He's all over the place. Yeah,
and I hate him for
how beautiful he is.
How beautiful that man is.
He's actually he's on OKTV today.
Yeah.
Or he's doing the talk in LA. He does that talk.
Oh yeah. He's out doing
okay. Today.
He's kind of a media member.
He's starting to do some.
I was taking photos of him interviewing the duck people the other night. That was interesting.
That's cool.
Him interviewing Corey and Willie from the Duck Commander,
good for him.
Duck Dynasty.
It's fun.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Well, it's fun because like we used to see him when we worked at the Rio. We'd see him doing Show in the Sky too, and then Chippendales and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's like that's the fun part about Vegas. You kind of see your friends all around, and then you see them get something new and doing something different, and then everybody gets hired for a different show. So it's
get to
it's
work
fun
together.
It's fun to watch
it's
and grow.
It's a real
and,
community.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We have. I think people don't realize how tight the entertainment community is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And the more I'm in it, the more I realize that we all have common friends.
We see you around everywhere.
I know. I can't get enough of it.
I know.
And everyone wants everyone to succeed too.
I would like nothing more than for every show to be great.
Right.
No changes in any show unless people want them to be. And
right.
Everybody
Me
live
too.
Happily ever after. So with that, Best in Show is noon doors, 1 p.m. show at the Orleans on Sunday. You can catch Paul in Rock of Ages in various roles at the Palazzo, Lisa Marie Smith in Pinup all the time at the Stratosphere Tower. We'll do this again, you guys.
Absolutely.
Oh, and your single. Let's get the single in.
Yeah.
Your second single is?
It's called Woman, and look it up on iTunes.
Look it up on iTunes. Tenzer, my friend. Tenzer.
Tenzer.
Tenzer produced it. And check that out. She's got a great voice and a couple of cool singles out. So
thank you.
I think that covers us. Thanks for coming down, you guys.
Thank you, Cats.